Hello, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, welcome, welcome for Friday night tune-up. So,
we're shaking things up a little bit tonight.
We are. Facebook user, whoever you might be.
Yes, and so if you guys are watching on Facebook, please remember to scroll down to the bottom of the post to give StreamYard permission to access your information so we can see who you are, because your presence is very important to us. Valerie. Oh, hi, Valerie. Yes. I know who you are, Miss Valerie. Thank you for your support and sharing all my information. But before we begin tonight, a few announcements to make. That we will be not doing readings tonight.
Well, let's take that back. We will be doing one card reading for
the... Well, you didn't wait. You didn't let me get to that.
Oh, sorry.
So, yes. So, we will not be doing individual readings tonight. We will be doing one card reading for the group after we get through tonight's topic. And the reason for this, the reason why we are choosing not to do readings this evening, because we feel in the collective energy, it is time for us to guide you into the knowing the intuitive space of who you are. And we'll give you some tips and tools to access that. And I forgot.
Sent them to me yet, so I don't know.
So I forgot. I would do that as soon as the show is over. I am so joyous for us to be of service to you in a new way, in a new light. And we have a couple of readings we're going to present to you this evening before we get into the topic of discussion, because the topic of discussion is connected to the video that I posted a little bit ago about ascension versus awareness versus expansion. So we're going to get into a little bit of that. But I think we're ready to rock and roll, even though I'm getting major downloads right now, like serious downloads right now.
A lot of energy flowing today. What's going on? Isn't the new moon's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, and we're still Mercury in retrograde and all this other, you know, I just surrender and just allow it to happen.
It is.
You know. But what I want to share with everyone.
Very, very, it's very also good to be aware of what is going on in the cosmos, just to be aware.
Yes, it is. It's also nice to be aware, even though that part of tonight's topic is that sometimes that particular awareness of celestial energies and bodies may or may not play a role. And if they do play a role, just allow yourself to step into a new space of awareness with it, which is a new energy. And so I think, speaking of energies, I think this poem that I wrote a little bit ago, maybe about a month or two ago, will pretty much sum up where we are right now. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, allow yourself to be open to receive these words. As it was given to me to share with everyone. So,
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to read.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, it's titled All in Me. Feeling wilted, feeling heavy, feeling the dense energy, stress of pain. Question, is it mine? Question, was I the cause and the recipient of the flow? Question of, have I been here before? Too noticeable to ignore. Question of, I am simply too sensitive to the shifts? Yes, yes, yes. The answer to all the above, yet the pain, this is the fear of growth. Heavy hurts, sadness take hold, lessons revealed, distractions temporary, breathe deepened, awareness heightened, coded language bellows upon the echo chamber of the mind. feeling defeated by the past, feeling motivated by the future tense, all created in the present, flowing from one stream to the next. Lack of expression, being held prisoner of the melancholy mind, not of divine. Searching for the shiny object, something of glitter to remember. Buried in anguish, wanting to understand. Achieving to the next stage. Now should I behave? One to walk the line or stay behind to observe. Observe the natural flow, all energies in tow. Hanging on, clinging to the old you, the old version, the one who has outgrown the suggested tone. Actions lead to better. Actions create more. Actions are the art of thought. Thought is the process of the new. Lighter is the feeling asked. Contentment is always negotiated. Giving up? Surrendering to the opposing form, from the fear to scarcity. Giving away control, now asking for it to stay. Come back to the rightful owner. Free, free, free. Liberative of self-imposed choices, one beneficial turned to pain. The movement begun while blind, becoming done, having hope, living in a false mouth to no longer hide and no longer deny. Seeing the glimmer, seeing the reflections, feeling the new, seeing the transformation, a witness to self. The exploration, the return to light, the return to peace, all in reach, all in me. So everyone take a moment to breathe that in. Breathe in those energies, breathe in those words. And as I see this, Valerie, I want to express to you, thank you for that, Valerie, she's in tears, listen to this. There's something that's really triggered me right now. I know that we have other things that we want to talk about, but I feel that this has to be expressed. Yeah. And so there's something that Valerie wrote a moment ago, talking about the Palladians, like Tyrians, Lauren, Starseeds. And this is making me just a bit emotional because, you know, in the past 48 hours of my life, you know, I've been really questioning a lot, really questioning the energies, questioning the self, which is why, if you guys haven't seen it already, go back to watch the 12-minute video that I posted earlier about awareness, ascension, and expansion. You know, and I feel this is very important to be expressed in this time, in this moment, because as we are what we think, and I use these words specifically and prefacefully, so there's no mistake in the words and the verbiage and the language in which I use. And if you all know and have been watching this show, you understand that everything that I do is with particular intent. And so as I go back to the message, when we think, we are in the space of ascension. What is ascension really? Do we really know what ascension is? Or are we just listening or following someone else's lead of what ascension is? Are we in the space of just receiving someone else's definition and meaning of ascension? You know, as you take the alpha energy, that is the letter A, and then you have the word sin, which is missing the mark, and then you have the last of it, which is the intuitive space. So if you pick it apart like that, if we are in the space of ascension, we are missing the mark. We are missing the mark of intuition. We are missing the mark of really understanding what this is. But ascension truly is the space of awareness and expansion, moving in, living in, harmonizing as one energy. And so when I speak of awareness, I'm not speaking of external awareness. I'm speaking of internal awareness as the cells of your body, as the DNA of your body is communicating with you, replicating the energies, the communications, the energies that are you. And it is these energies in which you speak, in which you harmonize, in which you ask the questions. And it is important to ask the questions of your soul, of your beingness that is being opened up in the cellular spaces, okay? And it's important for me to preface this by part of this awareness has come to my recent experience that I've been sharing on my YouTube videos as well. So you can step into that. And so as you can watch those. And so as we allow for the awareness to go in and ask the questions we are wanting to ask, we then allow ourselves to expand out that wisdom that is us. As we expand out into allowing our energetic field to communicate with the inner field that is the cells of our body, because every single cell has a particular job, a particular duty, particular information. And all we have to do is access the right one, access the right cell, access the right particular energy. And then it will be transferred and communicated to every single one as a ripple effect. And this is the same energy and ripple effect that's on the planet. As we are all being fed by miscommunication, as we are all being fed by any other thing that is not in our energetic field, as we just take the truth that someone else gives to us, you know, just like, you know, someone gives you a cup of water, here, drink this, and everything will come to you. Here, take this, and it's all the knowledge you'll ever need. But it's not knowledge you seek, it's wisdom that you want to understand. So when someone passes you something, when someone offers you something, question what it is that they're offering, question what it is that they're giving you. Do you trust what this is? And if it's not from the energy of trust, if it's not from the energy of love, if it's not from the energy that resonates within you, then step away and ask the questions again until you receive the answer that is in alignment of your space. And it is in that where true awareness will speak to you. It is in that where true expansion will resonate from that field. It is in that that we cannot deny, no longer deny, nor hide from the truth that is within us. And, you know, it could be on some starship somewhere. It could be creator, universe, energy. It could be Gaia herself. It could be all these great energies, but it's in that energy where truth is held. And it's up to you to find this truth. Yeah. And I think your soul message.
Exactly. I was waiting for you to finish your trigger.
Yes.
Are we complete now?
Well, I don't know. It could be more later. But for now, yes.
I wanted to add to that. You know, I was listening to that. You know, I have learned the last couple of days. And if you have not listened to it, the other day we did an interview with James Newman. And I highly recommend you go back and look to it, because I think it really, and I'm going to say it, Hillis, it really got Hillis and I thinking. That's kind of when all this started. That's just my own personal point of view around it, because this, I don't know, it just spun me. So I just want to say that. So go listen to that interview. As I was trolling through my notebooks today, I found something I thought was really interesting. And it is kind of an acronym, right?
Yes.
Okay. For soul. And soul equals S, shine, O, out, U, universal, L, love. So soul is just shining out our universal love. And that is what that higher point of us, and that is what that part of it, that's why we're here, is to shine our light and not be connected to every, yes, we are going to be connected to everything out there, but it's really now time to get inside at a whole nother level and learn the vibration. You know, when we analyze and look at things, we always look at it in words or this or that or explanations or wanting to know why or you know, but now it's really time to bring it in even further and allow ourselves to feel what that message is, to feel what those words are, and use that as the way we navigate through this world, if that makes any sense. And so that, you know, that's what I wanted to bring in. You know, that's, we are here to shine that love. And that's why we're here. And I'm going to read a poem that I found too.
Yes. I know. It's open mic night on Cosmic Insight.
It is. It's poetry night. It's like, what is that? What is it called when they stand up? What is it? Open mic night. You just said it. Never mind. Whew. Okay. So I just kind of found this. Well, I found a couple things, but we'll read this one. Because so in the light of tomorrow's day, a world unfolds of what is unknown for a world of tomorrow's day, a day that can only be embraced in a moment in time. The time of light that has been gone for too long, a time of reflection of the past brought into light, a light that dark has taken over for too many nights, a night that is the light of the future not told, a future that we now create with every heartbeat of every living soul. I lost my place. The soul of the past experienced the pain that now we can overcome and reclaim. Reclaim the light within our soul and allow the darkness inside to ascend like a blanket of new fallen snow. The crisp of the life we wish to be, a life that is now ready to be created by each one of thee.
And as these energies, as this information is flowing in, it is, you know, something of simple beauty. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are wondering why I'm communicating this evening with my eyes closed, it's because I am sensitive to light this evening as I am receiving all of this information. And it is in the space of, you know what, as we allow ourselves to move into the awareness of who we are, and I say move into because that's what we have to do. We have to move into the awareness and uneducate ourselves from everything that we've learned, uneducate our default programming, the default spaces of, you know, this person is going to come save me, or that race is going to help me, or that person is going to come help me. You know, it is fine that we have these resources to connect to that is of service to us. But you have to understand, one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies, and just, you know, that I'm be expressing this as this is coming in, is that one of my favorite movies is The Watchmen. And one of my favorite lines is that you hear cries out, and I'm just paraphrasing, you hear cries out for help, for someone to come save you. And one of the characters says, no. And it is that mindset that we have to move into, that, you know, we have all these labels to identify with. Mm-hmm. We have all these, you know, labels to, well, I'm this or I'm that, or I was born here and my first life was there and I'm this reincarnated soul now. And you guys heard me say that I, you know, lived 2 million times. But the thing is in the space of really stepping into the awareness. Yeah, I lived a lifetime in Egypt. I lived a lifetime in Sumer. I lived a lifetime on another planet. But the thing is, that's not who you are. Go ahead.
Finish. It was just something that came to me earlier.
No, that's not who you are. You are not these other beings. You are this light energy. You are this light being. And I say light because there's no other word presently in the English language to define the energy that you hold, the energy that you represent. And if you want to even simplify it even more, you are just energy materialized in physical matter that is inhabiting and having an experience on this planet called Earth. And part of people's jobs, and I say jobs, or purpose, or work, whatever you want to define it, is to participate. As we participate in this, it is in that energy of allowing to say that this is my experience. This is how I feel. This is the direction that I'm meant to go in. This is, you know, everything else that I'm gravitating to. It is in these nuances that we get caught up in. And it's the nuances that we feel that define us. And it is in these nuances that the energy contains us, that we have become prisoner to the energies. And it is in this awareness of going within, talking to every single cell in the body, every single muscle, because everyone has a job, everyone has a being. And I like what you're saying here, Indigo, that we are factors of brilliant source light. But no, in a meat suit, no, we are much more than that, my dear. Actually, I'm going to put it back up. We're much more than that. We are much more than source light. We are infinite creators. Now, I want you to really feel that. We are infinite creators that have chosen in this moment to have this experience. And go ahead.
No, I was just saying in that experience that we're having right now, you know, I'm getting very, this is coming in very strongly, is that we need to stop being in the world of validation, that we don't need validation from anyone, not even ourselves, that we need to step into who we are and be who we are. And that's something that everybody searched for, that validation, instead of stepping into the truth of you.
Yeah. And when you say meat suit, that is degrading your experience. That's degrading who you are. You know, that's just saying that you're just a cow out in the pasture. You're not a cow. You're not some sort of farm animal out in the pasture. Because I wouldn't degrade them that way. You know, they too hold a special field of resonance and energy. So I understand where you are when you say this, but I just want to allow us to open up to the more truth to this.
I'm gonna interject you right there.
Yeah.
So that could be her truth. We can't judge people for their truth.
Right. Yeah, I'm not judging at all. And so as we, you know, and I say this because sometimes we say things that we hear.
And around that.
Sometimes we say things that we hear. Sometimes we say things that we think we resonate with us. And so this is why the awareness is so important, because it's not just us saying or thinking things that we've overheard time and time again that at one point resonated with us. And so we just regurgitate that energy. We just repeat that energy, because I've heard it all before. You know, I heard the light energy. I heard the meat suit. I heard it all. And so at one point, I was in alignment with that. I was in resonance with that field of thought. And so now it's time for us to move out of that field of thought into something bigger, because that's where the time of awareness and expansion is.
I'm going to read something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's in front of me and I have to read it.
Yes.
In the time before light, there was dark. In the dark is where the spark of light began. And in the dark, we will rebirth again. No, not divided as in the past. Unity in the whole of dark and light and love, and that's all. No more.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And through this great expansion, you know, is the shift. Is the shift of self and the shift of all that we are. And honoring, you know, the infinite creators that we choose to be, that we choose to aware, to become aware of. Infinite creators. I've had visions and all these things, but it's what we choose to do with this awareness now. It's what we choose to do with this wisdom of information, this stream of information, this, I don't want to keep overusing it, but it's true, because I don't want to use the word consciousness anymore, because consciousness doesn't resonate with me. That word consciousness doesn't resonate with me anymore. And so I don't want to keep overusing the word awareness, but that's what it is, you know.
Expansion.
You know, it's in that whoosh. Because even right now,
the magic of who we truly be.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can feel the energy just pulsating through the screen right now as this mass of movement, this mass of shift is happening within me. You know, as we question everything. You know, I wasn't going to bring it. Cookie. Huh?
Just like the chocolate chip cookie.
I know. Don't even get me started. I have snickerdoodles now. but I wasn't going to talk about this. But it's coming to my awareness, so I have to talk about it. And then we'll move forward. You and I were talking earlier, and I told you about my experience.
Oh, can I say one thing before you get into that?
Yeah.
Of my brilliance. Well, not my... Yes, my brilliance is smart. So this is just food for thought to kind of just open your heart and just explore. Today's thought that I had, because, you know, sometimes I have thoughts all the time. But I was just sitting there thinking and just kind of expanding and feeling the energies of, you know, and thinking about, you know, past lives or past experiences or, you know, in this multi-dimensional world and just all the layers of everything. So the question that came to me is, since time stands still and we're multi-leveling through time, because there really is no time, because it's all a continual strand, are the experiences that we're feeling now all from the past experience that we had flowing into the now of this experience, all moving together to create something new?
Yes.
Well, I know, yes, but it was just an interesting thought just to think about, you know, like, because simultaneously being in Egypt in the past is happening right now. You are in Egypt in the past.
Yeah.
So your experience you have are bringing through your soul to fear. So you're feeling into what's happening back there. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all coming together. The soul is experiencing all the experiences all at one time.
Yes.
On a multi-level. Ooh. Anyway, that was my rabbit hole.
No, which is good, because it takes me to the next point is, you know, in my meditation last night before I went to bed, you know, I thought about it, because I'm very familiar with the meridian system and all the systems in the body. And the thought that occurred to me said, what if we don't have chakras in the body? What if we don't have inner body chakras? What if the cells of our bodies are the actual chakras? Because people talk about these seven inner body chakras, that these chakras contain and govern our energy. I just want you guys to think about that. What if we don't actually have chakras, but the cells, the mitochondria, the nuclei of every cell contains a particular program that coincides with what people believe chakras to be? Not saying that I don't believe in them. It's not saying that I don't believe in that energy. It's just a way to expand that thought, you know, just to expand that the cells of our body contain the energies and information and wisdom to really feel, you know, that each grouping of cells and systems are responsible for what they need to be responsible for. Just like the neurons and the neurons are in neuron pathways are responsible in governing the what we call the crown or third eye chakra, right? and then the other cells are responsible for everything else. So just think about it in that sense. Not saying that, you know, chakras govern and move in different ways in spaces, but I mean, just something to think about, you know. And I'm just getting chills thinking about this, of this energy. Go ahead.
And I was just saying, so this is all about being a cosmic explorer, just taking these concepts that come to you and just like allowing yourself just to go wherever with them, just to expand and explore them and just talk to people about them, you know, what they feel or what their exploration has been around them. So I know it's kind of to sometimes talk about those realms and get in those, you know, some people just can't quite understand it, but because they're not in that energy. Right. Or that vibration. Exactly. And that's what it's all about. It's about the vibration. We really are in right now in a space of being able to receive and understand and navigate vibration.
Yeah. You know, Valu, you're just putting up all kind of stuff tonight, and you talk about avatars. Now, that's a whole other thing. You know, because avatars to me is a projection. You know, we're projecting our soul into another form, you know, which is like astral travel or things like that. And I get that. I get the mindset behind it, because the reason why we have these words like avatars and meat suits and all this other stuff is so that way we can put a label around an experience.
What's to make the intangible tangible?
Exactly. And so why can't we just accept the fact that our soul is here present, that we are this? I mean, is that too much to ask?
We've been conditioned to question everything.
Right.
And in that questioning, we've lost the ability of being and our knowing and of truth of who we are.
Right. Because as infinite creators, you know, there's creator source energy, there's Gaia, Sophia, mother herself, there's all these energies. And people say, oh, well, we're children of them, or we're spawns of them, or we're like this, or we're like that. We're all of this stuff, right? But here's an example that I talked about earlier, and then we'll move on from here. I'm just enjoying this topic.
Keep on saying that.
I know.
Are you in a loop? Loop, loop.
Yes, I am. I'm in the loop. Yeah, I am. And so think of it this way. You start off as a seed, okay? Creator source energy. This one seedling of life, okay? This one seedling. And then as it drops, as it grows, it expands. And it begins to question, well, who am I? What is my purpose? What am I able to do? It doesn't see itself as a seed. You know, it sees itself as this energy that has a singular purpose. And the singular purpose is to expand and to become aware of itself. And as it goes through this journey, then leaves fall, flowers open up and fall, and more seeds come. And then next thing you know, you have a whole forest around this one tree, around the beginning. And they're all connected by this infinite root system. And so that is this root system that is us. And we are not a part of the infinite creator. We are infinite creators. You know, we are this energy. You know, I mean, and granted, you mean we have all of this for these labels, terms, definitions to make it easy for us to digest. But let's be free of that and feel into what actually is the truth behind it. There's something else stirring in my brain, but I'm not going to bring it up.
Okay. I'm just letting you go tonight.
Okay, fine. I'll bring it up. So,
as I said, Hillis just wants. I'm just going to be quiet tonight because Hillis is just on a journey tonight. We're just going to let you go.
And so, think of it this way, too: when you have other species such as cows or giraffe or apes or whatever, they all have within even birds. They within, you know, minutes, hours of them being born, they have the ability to walk, they can see, they have, not every species, but, you know, just general classification, they have abilities that they can, you know, within minutes, hours, they can do. Why does it take us so long to learn everything? Think about that one. Get back to me as we move on. So, Rebecca, what's the card for the night?
Well, we have three of them.
Woohoo!
Just had a ribbon of light pass between me and the screen. I should ask a spirit question tonight, methinks.
Patty, did you miss the top of the show?
He did miss the top of the show that we weren't doing spirit questions. But in saying that, we're going to do an overall question, which will answer your question, Patty. So spirit already asked the question.
And so, Patty, what you should do is you should ask spirit what this means for you. And the answer may come up to you in your dream.
So, no, the answer will come up right now.
Okay, the answer will come up right now. Okay, we got it.
So what we're going to do tonight is a little something. I did draw three cards, and they're really cool from what we've been talking about. What I'm asking everyone who's listening now or in the future to do is to allow your mind to expand. When I give the answer to this, to close your eyes and to feel in your body, hear the words I'm saying, but allow your body to give yourself your message. Allow your body inside how you feel, the energy of what's coming through, to be your answer. And whatever comes there, allow that to expand and open that as the message that you are required to have right now from the energy that's coming through from the main message. So we're going to do a little experiment tonight and let us know what happens. So everybody now, I have three cards here, and I'm just going to kind of go with what they mean. So everybody just kind of... So everybody just kind of close their eyes right now and just remember all collect and just kind of just breathe into yourself and feel into your body in a neutral state right now. Just relax whatever's been from the past. Just let everything go. We're going to be the witness right now. So the cards that came up for tonight are very beautiful and very unique in what we've been talking about. And I'm just going to tell you what they are first, and then the message that's coming to me to allow it to open, expand inside of you so you can feel into the message for you. So the first one is the cosmos, creativity and vastness, reminding us that we've got the power and to use our abilities to resolve this situation because we can do it. And always remember Gaia's garden, the fruition, the abundance, and the reaping of what you sow. And as we move along this path in this conversation and being in this energy right now of feeling into our message that we are supposed to receive around this, just remember to tap into the creativity of who you are and open that vastness up in knowing that you are unstoppable in anything that you want to do, to make sure you connect down to Mother Gaia and be grounded in who you are, be into the energy of who you are. And allow that place of feeling who you are to allow you to walk the tightrope of life, to balance your life out and open to the abundance that is waiting for you, to take responsibility for your actions, to not judge others, to open to a space of the heart and allow the heart to guide you on this journey as you open up to the creativity and the cosmos. Connected to the beautiful Mother Earth, walking the tightrope of life in balance. You could fall off, but just remember, you will always get back on the rope and move forward because you can do this. And just take a deep breath in, allow that to feel, allow whatever messages through that energy of that message is for you tonight. And I thank you for joining us.
Wait, that was all three?
Yes, I combined them into one.
Ah, okay.
So I'll show you the cards. Yeah. Everybody come back now. One is the cosmos. And then a fairy card in the middle. You've got the power. And then Gaia's garden.
I love that you did that. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I loved how you did that. Cool. And so you guys,
I really read oracle cards. They do that for me. They throw out a journey, and that's kind of my unique way of reading oracle cards. So
if you guys want an oracle card reading, connect with Rebecca like yesterday.
Yes. So I want anybody. Did anybody get any messages from that or any fun things happen? So if you would love to share, I'd love to hear if anything came up. And I also want to do another message for me.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I've been traveling around. I got my travel trailer back. And I really want to get on the road and do sessions or workshops. So if anybody's interested, you can email me at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com. And Be the Change in You should be up. We've had a little tweak once again. And I would really like to, you know, travel around the country and do workshops in different states and different cities. But I need your help in order to do that. So if you have a group of friends, you like me to come by, I just am putting it out there, the energy out there that I want to get on the road and do this. So if you could help my dream come true to walk the tightrope, I throw it out there. Give me a call, connect so we can set something up. And that's all I wanted to say.
So Valerie, you can also click in the description where you can find Rebecca's website, my website, any and all information for today you can find in the comments below. But I think I have it here. Let's just see. I do not. Oh, wait, there it is.
As I said, I had a little problem with a domain switch over from my other, so it's not up yet. So do you have my email address you can put up, Hillis?
I do not.
Yeah, I'll type it in the comments.
Yeah, so yeah, Rebecca's going to put it in the comments so you guys will be able to see it wherever you guys are watching this. And so as Rebecca is doing that, we are going to prepare the energies for the tune-up, because we're getting ready to do the tune-up now, you guys.
Shoo!
And so,
That was the tune-up.
I know.
Did you like that funny?
Well, you know, I get tuned up every day.
I know.
I have my daily tune-ups that I do personally. But for those who are watching, they may think differently, you know, because, you know, they come here just for their Friday night tune-up. Exactly. And just so you guys know, so we do take time out of our day to do this because this is what we love to do. And as we do this, we share the message of universal wisdom with all of you, to allow us to come together to be whole. And as we do this, we honor your presence just as I hope that you honor ours. And in doing so, there is a link in the description to donate to us, to support us, to keep the show going. Because without your support, there would be no show. So click on the link, donate to us, and we will be here every week.
And also share with your friends. Share the product with the more of the word we get out there. And also, if you know you're looking, we also have those, the Rose Mountain herbs and the Spirit Magica for crystals. That's another way to everybody. I look at it, everybody gets a little, if you like a prize or need some herbs, you know, we're affiliates with there. There's another things too that to bring in, you know, to help it not exchange.
Yes, exactly. There's Spirit Magic.
And Rose Mountain Herbs.
There's Rose Mountain Herbs.
My apologies.
Yeah, which is one of my favorites. And then, of course, you know, I haven't talked much about this, but this little device, the Healy, is like a lifesaver. I use it every day. And one thing that Rebecca and I have been loving is where did it go?
You haven't done the main scroll. Scrolling, Hillis.
It is. It is. And so you guys can do that.
I just want to say something. I love that way of an exchange because everybody, it's like, that's full co-creation. Everybody's getting a gift.
Yes, and if you guys want to know more about my personal ASEA experience, check out some of the previous videos from the past week. And so if you want to kick up your awareness and accelerate your awareness and expansion, that's a good way to start, a good way to do it.
And I'm also going to be getting, I know I keep on saying this, but I keep on getting delayed, my painting class. I'm going to be getting that put back together. So look for that coming in the future, which is a lot of fun. It's a feeling painting class and you don't have to paint to do it, which is awesome. But however, I would challenge you to feel. Okay.
So
open your little saying, your mukataka paka.
my vocal expression to open up the portals of energies. As we allow these energies to be opened up to be of service to us, we go ki hito om shimasi as we open the energies to be of service to us, to be of service to those who are watching us now or later. As I connect this divine portal to Rebecca and to those who are present in this space, to allow such expansion and awareness and wisdom to meet those who are asking for it this day in this moment.
So everybody take a deep breath in. And I'm getting a really urgence to allow people experiencing this right now as a theme, I guess you should say, is remember what it feels like to shine. And allow that to sink into you in this moment, because that's what we all need to remember, is how to shine. As these energy comes to come in, it'll be clearing out. I'm getting clearing out some grief tonight that a lot of you are holding on to. And also there's some forgiveness that's going in. And it's not forgiveness as others, forgiveness of thyself where you're holding on. And it's self-grief where we still beat ourselves down and don't open up to the love of who we are. So that is kind of the theme they've given me for this evening. And so let's begin. Right now, put their hand on their heart and hand on your stomach. Take a deep breath in and just sit in the moment in that vibration. Feeling your shiny self. Standing in who you are. And bring yourself back home to you. What are you laughing at?
It's time to fly.
I know. That was a beautiful one tonight. Woo, thank you.
As we allow for these energies to integrate, as we allow for these energies to close, we allow ourselves to take one step forward into the awareness we've been asking for, to receive the clarity of questions, the clarity of our heart, the clarity of our mind, allowing our mind and our eyes to be open, to see what is placed before us, to know the truth of what exists, and to look within to establish a firm source of communication and allow us to be open to receive without prejudice, without judgment, what comes, and know what comes is for us. That we are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones responsible. We are the ones allowing for this wisdom. We are the ones without labels. We are the ones without names. We are the ones that are you. We are the ones that are you. We are the ones that are you. You are the one. Allow the space of neutral energies, neutral mindset, to be free of all default programming, to be free of old thoughts, ideas, patterns, beliefs that no longer serve or exist, as we are now in this fourth dimensional energy tape, space, time, reality, the reality that is you. You are this reality. Or what you know yourself to be true. And this is true for you. I don't know about you, but I'm just like, woo. So you guys, we want to know how you guys are doing. Please remember to rest, hydrate, as this energy is intended to assist in the movement and the shifts of your being.
Get outside in nature and stand on the ground.
Or dance.
Oh, my dance party yesterday got interrupted when I got dizzy. I have to sit down.
And so I look forward to connecting with each and every single one of you, allowing your hearts to be full and to be emptied again and to be full again and to be emptied and then full, but you know the routine. And you guys, it's a pleasure as always to connect with you this week and every week. And so please remember to enjoy yourself.
To have fun and play. To be the childlike wonderment.
Yes.
Of your true essence.
Yes.
Love you all. Thank you.
And until next week, everyone, keep exploring.
Mwah.